Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Well, it's a common complaint among homeowners for good reason. Nobody wants to drink or cook or even clean with smelly, rotten egg tap water.
That's right. Here to tell us about how to offset that odor and hopefully get rid of it once and for all is Richard Terthui, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House. Welcome, Richard.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sue, what's the most common cause of that sort of rotten egg smell? I think everyone has smelled this at one time or another, but if it's very consistent in your house, where is it coming from?
Well, that's the question I'm going to ask you. Is it coming from both the hot and the cold, or if it's just the hot? Because if it's from both the hot and the cold, when you open up the faucet, you get that smell. And if you have a well, I would look at, I would call a well contractor to have him put in a sulfur filter, some way to knock down the sulfur that can occur in groundwater.
So the smell is really sulfur. Is that what we're, smelling, sulfur in the water.
It can pick up, it's actually because hydrogen sulfide is actually absorbed out of the bedrock that can get in the water, and then you have to find a way to get that sulfur portion of the sulfide out, and that's done with a filter.
Now, if it's coming through only the hot water, is there an internal source for that?
Well, and by the way, that's the most common to have it be on the hot water side. And whenever I hear the smell of sulfur, that rotten egg smell that's so pungent,
it's a horrible.
It's really so. And I know you only drink like French bottled water.
No, you know. That's so not true.
That's
I am
how
such
she maintains
a tap water
her natural
gal.
Beauty.
So inside of your water heater that's down in the basement generally, there is a sacrificial anode rod inside. It's made out of magnesium. And what it's doing—
And that's
is
in the water heater?
In the gas or electric water heater. And that sacrificial anode is the least noble metal inside that whole tank. And what will happen is it will— the hydrogen sulfide will attack that, and it'll just start eating that. And once that's gone, all of a sudden, there's nothing to stop this advent of hydrogen sulfide and the rotten egg smell, and it'll start smelling out of the hot water heater, anytime you open up the hot water faucet.
How long does it take for that anode to disintegrate?
I've seen it go in 2 years, but it's mostly it lasts just about as long as the water heater does, which is about 9.9 years, about what the warranty is.
Or some of our callers, 20
right.
years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or 1 month less than the warranty.
That's right. Right.
But now, I think that a lot of folks don't recognize that is something that A, fails, and B, is actually replaceable, right?
It is. Now, we've had our fun trying to get some of these anode rods out. You know, if you look at a standard cylindrical gas or electric water heater, at the top, there's two connections. There's a hot and a cold. But if you look around at the top, you'll also see generally one more sort of usually a knurled nut that sits at the top that if you get the right wrench on it, and they make a wrench just for mag rods, you can back it out and try to get it out. But the fact is, if you don't think about doing this until about 5 to 7 years in, that glass-lined steel tank, the water heater, has pretty much fused against that the thread. And we've on this old house and asked this house, we've tried to show how to remove it, and we've had 7 people standing on extension wrenches, and we just couldn't get it. It was pretty hilarious. So what you need to do is you need to change the anode after a couple of years. If you know you're in an area that you've got aggressive water like
stay
this,
ahead of it.
You
got to
stay ahead of it. Now, sometimes you'll also find in a low basement, the anode rod might be, 4 feet long? And there's no height. You can't get it out.
So you could fight with that thing for an hour and then not be able to get it out of the water.
And then you could cut the old one to get it out if you had to.
But how do you get the new one in?
But they do make a replacement mag rod, which is actually like sausage links.
Oh, in pieces?
Correct. So it just comes down, you drop it back in, and then that gets you out of it. But it's you don't notice it until you notice it, and then sometimes it might be too late. You're not going to get that mag rod out.
It sounds like this is the kind of project, especially if your water heater is 5 or 6 or 7 years old, which it almost may not be worth it.
If it's a finished basement, you'd do better to just get a brand new water heater.
And they get more efficient all the time, yeah. So you can't go wrong doing that. Yeah. Richard Terthui, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's this old house. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Always great to be with you guys.
All right, catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.